Good morning. My guests this morning are Anita Smith and Suzanne Mirvis from the Laguna Environmental Center. Good morning, both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Well, owls rule the night, I'm told, by this press release. And Saturday, July 9th is really owl day at the Laguna. So talk about it.
We're so excited to have a focus on owls, which are amazing creatures, from noon to 2 o'clock on Saturday, July 9th. We'll have an open house that's free to the public, no RSVP required. We'll have all kinds of activities about owls for all ages, as well as people can take a tour of the Environmental Center. The Bird Rescue Center is going to be there with a couple of live owls that they'll be telling people about.
Are these owls that for one reason or other can't be released back into the bird population?
Yes, they refer to them as ambassador owls because they, for one reason or another, are not able to be released back into the wild. But boy, do they serve such a wonderful educational purpose.
I hate to call it captivity in this case because it really isn't. But how do owls feel about being around humans as much as these owls are?
It's an adjustment period. Let's just say that. It depends on all animals have personalities like people, and some are easier going than others. So we are bringing our great horned owl, Gazo, for the first time for a big group. It took us a couple years to calm her and get her used to what she was going to be doing and being with human beings. And yet we have another little owl we're bringing, which is a western screech owl. These are two of the big three, we call them. And
what's the third one?
The third one is the barn owl. And so those are the three that people see most in our areas. There are a couple more, but the most common that nest here. But anyway, Buo, that's his name, got adjusted very quickly within 6 months. So it just depends. And there's never love. There's and maybe not even trust, but there's a bit of, you know, I'll go along with you.
Right. I've seen this person before, so probably it's okay.
And they feed me and give me treats, and I'll go along today.
We're so lucky to have Suzanne is with the Hungry Owl Project based in Marin, but they do work all over the area. Right. And they'll be giving a presentation at 3 o'clock on July 9th, that Saturday. Uh-huh. It's $10 per person, and that's the one that we require people pre-register for so that we don't have to turn people away. There's limited seating.
And you were saying that although you're really not full up, you certainly do have people who have already registered.
Yeah, registration is going quite rapidly, and so don't delay if you're interested in hearing the Hungry Owl Project's presentation at 3. You can go to the lagunafoundation.org website and register. And Suzanne and her colleagues and a couple of the ambassador owls will be there. If the presentation part is not as interesting to you as the open house, you're welcome to come between noon and 2. Uh-huh. And that's when the Bird Rescue Center of Sonoma County will have a couple of owls.
It's heartening to live in a county where owls get this much play.
They're such amazing creatures. Oh,
my gosh. We don't see them very often, and I think that's part of what makes them so mysterious to everybody. And but what we're going to focus on just generally are their amazing skills that make them the hunters that they are, and that they are such – especially the barn owl is our buddy in terms of – controlling the rodent population, but their hearing, their vision, and their silent flight.
Excellent. Well, thanks very much, you two, for coming in.
Thank you, Alan.
People once again that owls do rule the night. And if you want to find out about them, Saturday, July 9th at the Bird Rescue Center, at the Laguna Environmental Center is where to come starting at noon. For information and pre-registration, 527-9277, extension 110. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.